I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
My Satan sense is tingling.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm happy to report Milwaukee Brewers just scored an extra inning walk-off victory.
Yeah.
Trailing in both the ninth and the 11th inning, a two-run dong, and they win. 6-5. Brewers win.
Go Brewers.
So welcome to the post-game show. For all that snuck away from the politics for a bit and caught the Brewers, a glorious victory for the home team. So that's good news.
We love it. Crudy,
Fancy was at the Cubs game last night. They hang the W last night, Fancy.
My goodness, I got...
You don't remember, don't you?
No, I totally do. I sat two rows behind the dugout, the Cubs dugout, for like a half price. My guy found tickets for me. And then he pissed off Dan Vogelbach, former Brewer Dan Vogelbach, big dude, you know, my size, he's a barrel-chested guy, hits a gapper and then legs it out for a triple right in front of us. Like, he comes right at us, slides in for the triple, and my buddy next to me yells out, "Get that guy an inhaler!" The whole section laughed, but Dan Vogelbach popped up and looked directly at my friend and just goes, "F you, you MF-er," and like was like lividly shaking, like mad. He was like, so the next play, pop up, like maybe two pitches later, pop up to Seiya Suzuki, who's got a great arm, throws him out at the plate because Vogelbach wanted to prove to us that he could run, so he ran to the plate. Now he got tagged out, and he's pissed off. He pops up, gets in Wilson Contreras' face, and both benches clear out. And everyone, you know, nobody gets hurt, nobody gets into a fight, but the whole thing was spurred by my buddy making fun of Dan Vogelbach for being large and hit relegging out a triple. And he struck out to end that game. It was awesome.
What a story.
That's awesome.
Your buddy could have caused a career-ending bases bench-clearing brawl that could have tarnished the whole sport, and somehow it turns into a great story on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Thank you for sharing.
And
we got to see a couple of rookie debuts. It was great. It was a great time.
We missed you at the party, though, big guy.
I missed being there. It was the cherry on top for missing being with you guys, because I was way too late to even possibly be there.
I don't know, man. The party went late. You could have driven back after the Cubs game, and you'd have found a couple of us. Couple of strays, let's just say. I saw an interesting thing, and this is not really important, but it's a good time to talk about it. I see this new study. Apparently, four-year college kids that go to four-year universities, drink twice as much as those that go to two-year, you know, associate degree programs. But the kids getting the associate degrees smoke a lot more weed than the four-year. I mean, so
like within the time frame, so within that 2 years and within the 4 years, or like throughout their life afterwards.
I suspect they're actually interesting question. I didn't really dig through the sample and the cross tabs. Just read the article, man. But my understanding is that they're talking about current behaviors.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
And actually, it's surprising that a number. I think drinking amongst college kids, like, have you had a drink in the last year? It's down like 9%, and it's really like 56%. And I got to tell you, just judging by some of the former co-eds at the party last night, man, they all come into form here in Wisconsin eventually. They all learn how to party. Well,
that'll happen. But, I mean, the availability of other intoxicants, like legal weed in many states.
Or less than legal weed.
Or less than legal. But
thanks,
you know,
Doc.
You don't get the hangovers, you know, with the edibles.
Oh, okay. Sure. So I must have overindulged in something last night. I had a bit of a pounder this morning.
Yeah, you had too much fun, Crudy. That's what it was. You have too much fun, your head will hurt the next day.
And overabundance. Would you say we had a plethora?
I think we did. I laughed a lot.
Do you think the college experience, think back to our college experience. I mean, the threshold they talked about, these four-year college kids were drinking like seven drinks a week. And the two-year college students were drinking like 3.5 beverages per week. And I'm thinking, man, I pounded more than 7 on a Tuesday night. Back in college, we were really on like a 5-night-a-week party schedule.
You know, I kind of remember Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the occasional maybe Monday, Tuesday. But I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, definitely
for sure.
During Monday night football season, we would sneak out and catch the football.
There's always a reason to go out and have a good time. I mean, we had less responsibilities back then. You know, a couple of bucks in your pocket and get you all you can drink out at happenings for, you know, $4. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
As long as we tip back Bar Bob, you know, he'd get you pretty
then,
happy
then,
as well.
Yeah, you got to tip the people working for you. The drinks will always keep coming.
Now, I will assure the fine listeners, I did tip the fine wait staff at the Jade Monkey last night. They were great to us. Really appreciated the service and, you know, our host, Hawk.
Yeah, the attention. Yeah,
although he ducked out early too, man.
Yeah, the coach. Coach Hawk.
One final thought, and this might come as a shocker, but ended up with Darcy's bike in the back of my truck again. Didn't Darcy like hand off, pawn off her bike on somebody last year as well? Was it me or who had her bike last year?
It was our friend Chris.
Oh, yeah. Chris had it delivered. I also had to deliver Darcy's bike over to Darcy's place of business. And I said, well, you know, I could bring it now, like earlier today, or you could come get your bike. You know, like for my office, that'd be a better choice than I could go to work. She said, well, but the problem is without my bike, I can't get there. And I'm like, but I hear on your ad you got the plug-in. What about the plug-in? Apparently the bike too large to fit in the plug-in. So you can take one or the other, but you can't bring the bike with in the plug-in. Had the nice electric bike. Probably a good choice not to ride it home last night.
That was a lot of fun. Good to see you, Darcy. Good to see you, everybody. It was so much fun. I can't wait for the next one.
The poor team at Design Garden, they didn't know what they were getting into last night. They didn't know how the Devil's Advocates like to party. Some fine vendors and fine sponsors of this great program. Enjoyed getting to know them a little bit better last night, our website design team. But they didn't know how a Devil's Advocates party could go late. They were there till damn near the bitter end, were they not?
If you don't know, now you know.
So, now you know. If you missed the party, why? And, of course, there is a podcast, at least the 3 hours of broadcast. You know, as I was driving home after I'd, you know, sobered up a bit, drank some water and all that kind of stuff, I was regaled by the sounds of the replay of the Devil's Advocates party as I was driving back from the Devil's Advocates party. I mean, that was after Rick Smith's show, so it was late. But even in the car driving home last night, sounded like hell of a party. And it was.
Still want to go.
Yes, yes. I want to go party. I'm starting to feel better. And the happy hour is upon us. So, you know, stick around. You could be a part of this political party each and every day. 844-96-PARTY. Dial right now.
Bartender, your food needs refill.
So relax, let's have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay?
Well, let's give him credit. At least he didn't spike himself.